The Chinese government is tightening its leash on some major financial companies in that country. These large private businesses with links to the Communist Party also have massive exposure to debt, and a government crackdown could impact the health of the global economy. Lynette Lopez is senior finance correspondent for Business Insider, and she joins us now from New York. Lynette, thanks for being here.
No problem.
Explain the issue here. What exactly is the Chinese government doing with these private businesses, and why?
Well, the Chinese government sees right now that with the current stability of the global economy, it has a window to enact reforms in its financial system. They racked up a lot of debt, especially during 2008. The Chinese government papered over the global debt crisis. It just didn't really happen for them. But now they have to pay the piper. And so all the financial institutions, the housing market, all these places where debt has collected in the Chinese economy now need to be reevaluated and some of these debts handled. And whenever there seemed to be some kind of crisis coming their way. Part of doing this and having the money to handle crises is making sure that Chinese money stays in China. So the financial firms we're talking about are these high-flying deal makers. Anbang, which maybe you've heard of because they bought the Waldorf Astoria and their chairman met with Jared Kushner last year. They made a lot of acquisitions here in the United States.
Well, you're right about it. Let me try to bring in another company here. It's called HNA. It's a Chinese conglomerate.
Yes.
And you go into really specific detail about the problems with that company that China is trying to mitigate.
Sure. These problems do pop up. HNA basically refused to make payments for some of its properties here in the United States. And so people fear that if there's a crackdown in China, that properties or businesses that these companies have acquired around the world will suddenly see that their cash flow is dried up as well.
You mentioned that a lot of these companies have ties to the Communist Party, which makes me wonder if there was a problem, couldn't Beijing just bail them out?
Yes, but then when do you stop? The question is, are these companies big enough and systemically important enough with around $140 billion in debt to really mean that the Chinese government has to save them? It's more important for China to save systemically important financial institutions, massive, massive banks, and make sure that those are still running. Now, one thing is Anbang has a lot of wealth management products that it's sold to retail investors. So the government is concerned about that. And the chairman of Anbang was recently taken into custody for a little while by the Chinese government. No details about how those meetings go down, but I'm sure you can imagine they're not fun.
Right. And just quickly, what's Wall Street in this country feeling about all this?
Wall Street is finally starting to realize that something is really, really rotten here. And they're not sure whether China Inc., right? The government is picking losers and it's picking winners. So the question is, do you bet that the government will save a company? Do you bet that it will not? And we don't have a sense of that yet here in the United States.
Lynette Lopez is senior finance correspondent for Business Insider. Lynette, thank you.
Have a good one.